Yevamis Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Beis. Ezehi Ketana Shatzuichan Lamayin. What's this Ketana that she could do Mayin? Kol Shesi'ua Ima Ve'achel Adata. Any time that her mother and brother put her under the chuppah with her das. So mother and a brother, we never find that there's a din. Forget about mother and brother. That anybody could do shlichus for a cotton. There's no such thing as shlichus for a cotton. So a husband can't give money to the mother or her brother to be mekadish her, because that won't work. He has to marry her directly. So either he gives her the money directly, the little child, or he brings her under the chuppah. Now, again, this is only din derabanan. This is not mideraisa. But nevertheless, she has to know, the little girl has to know what's going on. So they have to tell her, you know, you're getting married today, whatever it is, that she's going under the chuppah, and it has to be with her das. And then when she gets older, like the incentive points out, she could say that I was encouraged to marry this man, that my mother and my brother convinced me to be mekabel kedushin, but I don't want to. So the Mishnah says, hisi'ua shaloi ledaita, but if they would marry her, and she had no idea what was going on, eina tzrich lamayin, she doesn't even have to do mian, that's nothing. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer kol tinok sheni chol lishmar kedusha, eina tzrich lamayin. Any little girl that is not able to guard the money that she's given for kedushin, that she has such little das, so she wouldn't even need to do mian. Because she's so little and has such little das that what you did with her was nothing. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Masik Tana Klum, Elek Mefuter. Rabbi Eliezer says that we go so far, just in general, that the marriage of a katan is not considered anything, even a marriage, she's considered just like a girl that was seduced. But there's no really legal binding of marriage, which would mean, like the Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael Lekoin Loi Toichel B'Tshuma, if she's a regular Yisraelis, her father was a Yisrael, and she would marry a Kohen in this state where she has very little das, she can't eat Shuma, it's not considered Nisuin. And also on the reverse, if she's the daughter of a Kohen, she can continue to eat Shuma from her father's house because she's not married to a Yisrael yet. The Rav says that the Halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer, rather the Halacha is like Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, who said that it just depends if she can guard the Kedushin money that was given to her. And the Rav points out that under 6 years old, there's a chazaka that she does not know how to guard it, and therefore she wouldn't even need to do miyun later on. And if she's older than 10 years old, there's a chazaka she does know how to guard it. So from 6 to 10, that's where she needs a bedika if she knows how to or not, how smart she is. So that's the time. As long as she has das, that she knows she's getting married and she knows to watch her money, she could do miyun until she's completely 12 years, 12 full years have completed, and she has simanim. After that, she can't do Mian even if he did not do Bia to her.